This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What's upset you now?
So I went on a cruise for work. I've always suspected that a cruise would not be my cup of tea. I've never been more right about anything in my entire life. Let me just start by saying this about a cruise. The worst part of any holiday, right, is the travel, right?
Agreed.
This holiday is just travel. You travel to travel. You fly somewhere to travel. You get on a boat. I don't like boats. I don't like the sea. I don't know what is wrong with me. I flew to my worst nightmare. We get on the boat in Valletta, in Malta. I've had an awful flight. I'm knackered. I turn up. I get on. I had no idea of where, I didn't even know where we were going. I didn't know where this ship was going. What I definitely didn't know is that the first 24 hours of this holiday, and I'm using air quotes there, I don't normally, but I feel that, you know, this is going to make me do things that I would not normally do. Holiday is in inverted commas. So what I did not realise was the first 24 hours of this holiday was going to be spent at sea. We travelled from Valletta, and
but you're on a cruise.
I just assumed it would like go from place to place. You'd leave. What I did know was that it was going to be cruising around the Med, and that you would stop off at some places. I didn't know where, but I just assumed that it would go along the coastline, and you'd sort of pop in, and then. What I didn't realise was that you'd have to travel from Malta over to the mainland of Europe, and that it was going to take 20 fucking 4 hours to do it.
Right.
And it was clear when we set off that this was not going to be a smooth crossing. So I've turned up with visions of me, you know, there's pools on there. I have visions of me sat by a pool in the sun. It became clear quite quickly that that was you. Right, this is how bad the crossing was. The pools were empty because the water was splashing like it was like a really severe wave machine because the water had all splashed out of them. You couldn't go out on the deck. It was like a disaster zone. I got up and went to get some food and had to go back to bed. I only felt okay when I was lying down. And, like, the sickness made me feel so rough, I sort of fell back to sleep. But, like, it was like there was people zigzagging. You went out. There was, like, people just zigzagging across the thing, holding on. There was plates. In the restaurant, there was plates falling off the side, like in Ghostbusters or something. They were smashing on the floor. People going, ah, like that. So I'm lying on my bed. And like the announcement comes and it goes bing bong. And I was like, oh, he's going to say, look, we're going to try and get through this, guys, but it's not looking good. Phone a loved one. The guy comes on and goes, just wanted to take this opportunity to welcome you to Azora. Hope you're enjoying your start of your holiday. I'm like, mate, this is like a disaster zone. So that was so we set off. You're on there. I mean, the punters on there, they're all, you know. If I had to describe the average punter on this boat, this is what this setup is for. These are people that love England and English things so much that they take England away with them. This is what a cruise is set up for. They want to go to Europe, but they don't want to leave England. So they've built England on a boat and they take it over there with them. So as it transpires, we're going to like Rome. I'd never been. You're going, yeah?
Yes.
Mate, I mean, a place of absolute breathtaking beauty. I've never been anywhere like it. You're walking around this, all these cool, beautiful people sat outside these amazing restaurants, cafes. You've got the architecture, the Colosseum, the Vatican.
That's my dream.
The Pantheon. Absolutely stunning.
Oh.
And then you go like, you visit places that you'd like to go on holiday and then get back on this godforsaken boat every day. You know, it's like, this is beautiful. Should we stay? No, let's get back on the boat. They're doing shepherd's pie. We went to Rome on St. George's Day. I get back on the boat from Rome. The first thing I see is a fat bloke in a Union Jack waistcoat. And they're serving a big St. George's flag cake in the buffet. I've just been in Rome. You know that feeling?
Oh, my God.
When you've had a really good holiday and you're depressed because you've got to go home. I had that 7 days in a row. I had that 7 days in a row. And this, I mean, you sort of go, you see sort of characters on sitcoms or, you know, people doing characters of sort of middle Englanders and you don't think they exist. This is the most cringy behaviour I've ever seen. So we've got the train back. You get a bus to the I forget what the Civitavecchia, I think it was called, is the port, and then you get the train to Rome, and then we come back and there's a bus back to the boat, right? like a bus transfer. So I get this bus and I spot a couple who are on my cruise and I'm like, oh, you're going to get the transfer. But there was two transfers, one that you paid for that took you to the station, €3, and one that was free, which they'd got. And I know you're going to say uncharacteristic, but I just got the €3 one because that was taking you to the train station where you wanted to go. It was easier. And like, oh, it's bloody miles away. Then, as soon as I got with them, they started moaning. It's miles. And I'm thinking, well, why don't you just pay for the one that took you to the train station? So anyway, we were like walking back to this coach, which is out in the middle of nowhere to get back to the boat. And then we walk down and there's this like sort of checkpoint where there's a guy where he's got, you know, like one of those gates you get in like a car park where it's like a barrier that comes down and up. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And it's down. Clearly, you're not allowed through there. And the guy just ducks under and walks under the barrier. So it's like me and his wife. And I'm like, bloody hell, your husband's a bit of a rebel. And then the Italian guy in the box starts going, hey, 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 like this. Like, you can't walk down there. And he just sort of walks off. Like, these are, and just to sort of, they're not.
Oh, my God.
They're not like, you know, they're sort of, I don't know how best to describe them. Like, archetypal Tories, let's just go with that. That's the sort of vibe. So, you know, but like, so he walks under, and the guy goes, oh, yeah, yeah. And the wife turns around to the bloke and goes, we are guests in your country. Do you want us to come back? And I was
my God.
This is the most embarrassed I have ever felt. It looks like I'm with them.
Oh, my God.
Do you want us to come back? And I was like, no. I don't need him to answer that. Yeah. So anyway, then she gets out her phone. She goes, I'm getting a picture of him. I'm gonna report him to the police. I was like, what are you going to report him to the police for?
He is the police.
Exactly. I mean, he wasn't the police. He's like a security guard. I'm going to report him to the police. I said, you're going to report him to the police? She goes, yeah. Or the tourist board for being unhelpful and unfriendly. I was like, oh, anyway, so I just split off from them then.
Oh my God.
Like, just the worst people.
It's terrifying that they exist, isn't it?
Unbelievable. So anyway, so you're on this boat. I mean, and I know I can be dramatic. It was actually like being in prison. You are confined to the cell. I didn't know anyone on there. When you left the shore, you had no signal. I was spending periods of like over 12 hours just cut off from the outside world on this floating hell surrounded by these people. So this is and this is something that I just didn't even know existed and I can't believe is legal in this day and age. So obviously you get your roaming, right? And you'll arrive somewhere.
Hang on, is this to do with money?
This is on another level to anything else I have previously experienced.
Oh my God. This is incredible.
Usually you arrive somewhere, you get a text saying like, oh, you can use your minutes and data for free, blah, blah, blah. Europe now, Europe is still, they abolished the roaming thing, didn't they? So you can use your phone and your data, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, oh, and anyway, so on the penultimate day of this cruise, as we're going along, I noticed that I've got 3G on my phone. So I was like, oh, I wonder if I phoned home. And I was just like, yeah, oh, fucking hell. So that's a bit of a result. Because usually when you're at sea, you can't use the phone. And so I phoned a couple of people. I was on the phone for, in total, about 55 minutes. There was then, I had met some nice people on there. There was like a lad and his mum, who I got sort of friendly with. I'd see around and sort of chatting to them. And we were watching the Liverpool game, the Champions League semi-final. And he just goes, it's unbelievable how much they charge on their network, isn't it? And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, oh, the network on the boat.
Oh, my God.
I said, what do you mean? He goes, oh, you know, if you use like the signal on the boat, it's £2.72 a minute. So I was like, sorry? I started to feel sick, not for the first time on this cruise. I was like, I didn't say I've been using it because I didn't want to look like a total prick. I just went, oh, I said, I've just got to pop back to my room a second. So I went back to my room and just sort of looked back through. And there it was, a text saying, I'll read it to you now. You have connected to a maritime/aircraft zony network. Costs include calls, £2.72 a minute to make. And this is the kicker. £2.72 to receive. Text 67p to send. Picture message 73p to send.
Oh my God.
I'm like,
if I had known that, I would have texted you so much.
£167 of extra charges on my bill. Weren't even good phone calls. Someone was phoning me about asking me if I could give them a lift somewhere, which I couldn't. Absolute waste of time. That was seven minutes. What's that? 7 times 3. £21 that phone call cost me. For basically someone phoning me and asking me if I could give them a lift somewhere and me just saying no. This is the other thing as well. That should be illegal, right? Or there should be a message on there when you make a phone call and you're on that network saying, just so that you know, this is going to cost you. You know, like when you phone, that you shouldn't be able, I shouldn't be able to make that call that easily.
Absolutely.
£3 a minute. Like, what else costs three? That's cost more than a sunbed. Not that I've used a sunbed recently, but like, you know, what costs £3 a minute? That's like something when you hear like a millionaire, fucking hell, they earn £3 a minute. Like, that's only newsworthy if you hear that someone is earning that money. Not that I'm spending it at that rate. £3 a minute. It shouldn't be possible to spend £3 a minute anywhere. And if it is possible, you need to know that you're spending £3 a minute. You can't just send a text. I'd had so many of those texts at that point. I just assumed it was another one saying you can use your data. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And aren't you going to think, if you're in Italy, as we were, and then you get 3G, you just assume that you're picking up the 3G from the coast, right?
Of course.
Anyway, I mean, I'll be getting onto them. But
you mean, hang on, wait, rewind. What do you mean you'll be getting onto them?
I'm going to be phoning them up saying that you shouldn't...
Well, make sure you check your roaming when you do.
I'm going to phone them. I'm going to phone them and just say, you shouldn't be allowed... I'm basically walking around with this thing in my pocket. There was a girl on there that worked in one of the concessions. She come back from a cruise with a £900 internet bill.
Who?
A girl who was working on like one of the concessions. I only heard this secondhand, but she had a data roaming on. I think maybe at some point they must have stopped allowing data because, you know, your phone will just be doing stuff in the background. At least with a phone call, you know you're making a phone call.
Yes, yeah.
She come back, she had a £900 internet bill.
Oh, my God.
But I think what I heard was that she phoned and got it wiped. Anyway, so this is it. Then, like, I got speaking to someone. I don't know who they fucking thought I was on this boat. So you'd sit sometimes and you'd sort of share a table, as I say, with people. You'd sit and share a table at dinner. You'd turn up and go, like, hi, I'm on Murray Gold. Would you mind sharing a table? You'd sit down. So I sort of said to this woman, said, oh, you're here on your own. I said, oh, yeah, I'm working on it. She said, all right, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm a comedian. And she goes, what? And they let you have your own cabin? I'm a stowaway, am I? What did you, not Fifle Goes West. No, I'll just sleep in one of the old lifeboats. Sometimes I sleep out of the deck, just curl up in a ball in the... What do you mean that they let me have my own cabin? What do you think I am, a court jester?
Well, there you go. Hell on Earth. And that is not the whole podcast. If you have enjoyed that, as I'm sure you did, and you want to help me to not ever have to live through that again, why don't you sign up to our Patreon? It's a subscription service where you get access to the full 1 hour episode every Monday. There's another half of that. And it doesn't get any less funny, if I may say so myself.
Patreon.com/WUYN for the full 1 hour episode, where people also send in voice notes and we read out 1-star reviews for the rest of the internet. The Patreons are growing. People are loving it. Also, if you want to see this man, Paul McCaffrey, one of the best comedians in the country, you can see him live at the Soho Theatre. What time and what are the dates, Pauline?
So on Monday and Tuesday, so that is Monday and Tuesday next week, the 30th and 31st of May, if you go to the Soho Theatre, there are still tickets available and it would be lovely to see some.
It will
of you
be
there.
One of the best shows going in the country, obviously. Oh, shit, I just got Smoothie on my phone.